KQED.
Good morning. I'm Queena Kim, and this is the California Report. A ballot measure to toughen gun control laws has received enough signatures to make it onto the November state ballot. The initiative was sponsored by Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom and includes a number of restrictions. Among them, it would require background checks at the point of sale for ammunition. Some states mandate licenses and background checks ahead of the purchase. A field poll in January found 80% of Californians supported the ammunition restriction, and if approved, California would become the first state to pass such a law. The U.S. Supreme Court blocked President Obama's effort to give protection to millions of undocumented people living in the U.S. yesterday. Obama called the court's 4-4 tie a heartbreaking setback. The ruling means that a program to expand protections for undocumented immigrants who arrived as children won't go forward. And a program to help parents of kids living here legally to apply for a temporary work visa is also blocked. More from the California Report's LA Bureau Chief, Stephen Cuevas.
Betty Haspiedo arrived in the U.S. on a work visa back in the 1980s. When it expired, she didn't think much of it. She was already working steady jobs in L.A., so she just kept her head down.
I feel like all undocumented people, they learn how to look down, right? So then I start looking, you know what? I deserve more than this.
Haspiedo has kids born in the U.S., so she would have qualified for the temporary work permit offered under Obama's Deferred Action for Parents of Americans program. Now she worries.
They could deport me. Guess what is going to happen if somebody deports me right now, today? My children, they don't want to go with me.
Haspiedo nods in the direction of her daughter, sitting a few feet away.
She's 16 years old. She don't want to go with me.
In the absence of DAPA and the expanded DACA programs, around 5 million people nationwide will keep on living in the proverbial shadows.
Yes, continue to live in the shadows.
Alma Rosa Nieto is an L.A.-based immigration attorney.
However, I'm telling many of my clients to continue to proceed if they have another option to immigrate and possibly be getting in line for a green card in the future.
But weariness was already setting in for some undocumented immigrants living in the U.S. for a long time, like Diana Guillen.
And now we cannot get it. You know, I'm getting old.
Disappointed as she is, Guillen says DAPA and DACA were only a temporary partial fix anyway.
Not just DAPA. We need a reform for all immigrants because we give a lot of things, a lot of money to make in this country for the nation.
All eyes now turn to November and the possible election of a president who may expand on President Obama's immigration reform efforts, or one who could instead block any such legislation from moving forward. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
Eating lunch is something a lot of us take for granted, but millions of low-income public school students who get free lunch at school often go without it in the summer. Now, state education officials are rethinking how they can get food to needy kids when school lets out. The California Report's education reporter Anna Tintoklis explains.
Public libraries tend to be quiet places. That's not the case at Valley High Laguna Library in Sacramento. This room is normally used for story time, but at noon, music blares and three long banquet-style tables are set up. A line of kids eagerly wait at the door.
The first time we came here, it's only for the books, but now for lunch.
That's 9-year-old Bao Long Din. He's here with his little brother and two older sisters. Once the doors open, he grabs a shrink-wrapped paper tray filled with nutritious goodies, takes a seat, and tears in.
There's ham, oranges, carrots, and I think this is ranch dressing.
There's also little blocks of cheese, wheat crackers, and a carton of milk. This library is just one of a number of public libraries across California now serving summer lunches. State education officials are trying to reach more students this way. For the past few years, they've seen a lag in participation, even though there's such a large number of children in California living in poverty. Data shows 1 in 4 kids go hungry. At this Sacramento library, about 60 children a day show up for the free meal. Christy Hamm is with Sacramento's library system.
We do have those kids that are here in the summer, and they come in the morning when we open, and they stay all day.
Some child advocates say serving food in libraries is a good move. But the problem is summer feeding sites tend to change every year. Families don't know about them, or they're too far away, especially in rural areas. Andrew Shane is with the California Food Bank Association. His group is pushing the state to provide summer electronic benefits transfer cards, or EBT cards for short, which low-income families could use to buy food at a number of places.
It's actually reduced very low food insecurity amongst children by a third where this has been piloted, while at the same time it has not affected participation at nearby summer feeding sites.
At Valley High Laguna Library, lunchtime is wrapping up. Thelma Sparks brought her five grandchildren here today.
So this is almost like a $30 meal?
Oh, yeah, more so, yeah. So we've been coming since last week, and every day has been a joy, huh? Yeah.
State officials are convinced they need to go where the kids are in the summer. Next, they plan to start serving lunch at public pools. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tintopoulos.
And that's the California Report for Friday, June 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman and Seal Muller. Guy Marzorati and Tiffany Kamhai directed the show. Our producers were Nina Thorson and Mel Baker. The editing team included Polly Stryker, Scott Schaefer, and Ted Goldberg. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The executive editor of news is Holly Kernan, and I'm Queena Kim. This is the California Report.